The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the program is Being Here. Not doing being here, but being here.
That sounds like a good idea, being here.
Right.
And
it's a good idea to be where you are, don't you?
It really is.
It saves a lot on accidents.
Actually, it's better than a good idea. Ideas get us all in trouble, but that's a whole other show. Today's show is sales as a lifestyle. And in a little bit, we'll be having our special guest, Amy Gideon, who is quite a wonderful lady. And we wanted to do sales as a lifestyle because we think sales gets a bad rap. And we realize that you're always selling something. So we're looking at having a lifestyle where you're promoting the type of things that you want to be promoting and not promoting the things that don't allow you to be productive and effective and satisfied in your life.
Right.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. So let's talk about listening.
Let's do that.
Because we always talk about listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because all there is to being successful in life is listening. If you listen, then it brings you into the moment and people actually feel heard and respected if you're listening to them. Not as a manipulation to get them to buy your product, but as an opportunity to hear what they're saying, and if they feel heard, then they feel respected, and if they feel heard and respected, there's a high likelihood they will buy your product, whatever that happens to be.
Today, if you want to get the most from the show, listen. Really tune in with your ears. Let go of all your distractions and allow yourself to simply be here.
And listening isn't agreeing or disagreeing with. True listening is hearing what another person is saying from their point of view. Not to get somewhere. And most of us are so busy trying to fulfill our agendas that we rarely, if ever, listen to other people to hear what they're saying from their point of view.
I really feel we should go ahead and bring Amy on the show because she's so dynamic and...
we're not?
I miss her already.
And we're not?
Yes, I just really love her. I'm going to tell you all about her. Ready? Listen up. Amy is co-owner and sales director of Tag Online. So that's the company that's designed and hosts our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. If you've been there, if you've seen all the wonderful things that we have to offer.
All kinds of gadgets, you know.
Like shopping carts.
Questionnaires.
And so we not only are up on the internet, we have an intranet. We have things where people can go in our courses and actually fill in stuff like our Costa Rica adventures coming up. We let everybody know what to bring and find out all sorts of great things from them at the same time. It's really stunning what they've done for us. She co-owns that with her husband of 21 years. She's the mother of two boys, ages 5 and 8. She has a black belt in Taekwondo. She's president of her local PTA, a very large elementary school. And Amy has inspired lots of people with her weight loss of 35 pounds. And so lots of people around us are a whole lot more
thinner,
fit after being in her presence. So please welcome with us Amy Gideon.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely having you.
How does it feel to be our special guest?
I feel very special.
Well, then it's all perfect because you...
Yes, it's great. You know, one of the things I've noticed about you, Amy, is anything you do, you seem to have people who are interested in joining you for it. So if you come to our Monday Night Alive courses in Manhattan, you generally have a couple people who come with you to find out what we're about. People come with you to our weekends. People go with you to Taekwondo or do things with you at the events you produce for the PTA, etc., etc. How do you do it?
Well, you know, for me, I just ask. And I find that people are hungry for great things in their life. So I remember a friend of mine once said to me, and maybe even you guys have said to me, if you don't ask, it's always a no. So for me, if I just ask them, and they may say yes, they may say no, but the act of asking is exhilarating to me. I like to ask. So, you know, I'll talk to people, and also I feel like I'm very excited about what I do. And I feel people are interested in new things. And some people aren't, and like I said, some people that are, they're hungry for it.
That's really cool. You know, because when you talk about it, I start getting excited to find out what else you're up to. There's an enthusiasm about you for what you're up to. But I'm wondering, were you always enthusiastic?
No. No. I mean, I met you guys many years ago, probably, like, when I think about it, probably around 21 years, as long as I've been married, because I met you guys when I had been married about a year and a half. And I was feeling, you know, just not, I just felt like there was something more in my life. I was worried a lot. I was upset a lot. And, you know, after working with you these years and with my business, with my relationship, things have blossomed. And I just, and I realized something, that when I share pieces of myself or all of myself, I am enriched. I get fed. And it's exciting. So a lot of times, you know, when I lost the weight with Weight Watchers, I told people about Weight Watchers. When I tell people about Monday Night Alive, I talk about how it's fun and it's practical and it's been so beneficial for my well-being and my life and managing my family and my children, my husband, my business. So then people are like, really? It's practical? And I'm like, yeah, just come. It's fun. And then they come. And so these different things that I tell people about, it's fun for me to tell to express myself. And I was not always like that.
Well, you know, most of us don't realize that we're always selling something. Either we're complaining about our lives and selling that to other people, or there's always something that we're selling.
Right.
And selling seems to have gotten a bad rap, you know, the whole used cars salesman type of thing. Basically, you perform a service by providing internet service for people and all of those things that go along with it, in the creative end of creating websites and taking care of people's lives and businesses. And so you're performing a service. Most of us have been raised in an idea that people are trying to get our money,
mm-hmm.
and that anybody who sells is somehow a lesser life form.
Right. Right.
And in reality, we're always selling something. Where our point of view is always being sold.
Right.
Or promoted.
You know, one of the things that I didn't say about Amy in your bio is that Amy is a very good friend of mine and of Shia's. And one of the things that I want to talk to people about right now in the framework of you are always selling something is that people should get interested in what it is that they're selling. And one of the things that will lead you to discover what it is you're selling is get interested in what you converse with yourself about. What do you talk to yourself about? And then, what do you talk to your close friends about? What are you selling?
Promoting. What are you behind? What are you trying to get other people to believe in?
And one of the things that I've noticed about you, Amy, having spent a lot of times not only doing things like seminars with us, but being in and consulting with your business and having you consult us on our website and actually doing things socially with you as a friend, there's a consistency in what you converse about. And you are generally looking at what's possible. You have a devotion to excellence and to taking care of things completely. And if there's an impediment to that, you will talk about that, but not to complain about someone, but more to unravel the mystery of the phenomena of the challenge so that it can dissolve.
Right. That's really true. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to somebody today who needs help with her website, and she was saying she wanted to add an enhancement onto the site. So I was speaking with her about it, and she wanted to do it halfway. And I said, you know what? I really don't think you should do it halfway. I think you should either do it all the way or do this other way, which won't cost you any money. And I actually recommended her to do the way that won't cost her money, because I felt that at this point she had already invested a lot in the website, and we wanted to put the website up so everybody could see it. And she really appreciated it. I said, you know, I'm looking at your website from my point of view, you know, how I would conduct my own business. And I like what you said about get interested in what I converse with myself about to see, you know, what I'm selling. And in the, you know, for example, in the morning when I get up and get dressed, I really look and see what I'm putting on that day. You know, who I'm seeing, and I tune in to the people I'm going to be meeting. But I really pay attention to how I dress, how my hair is. Even that little bits and pieces of what I'm selling is a physical. What I'm wearing is important, but also in how I'm presenting myself. So I walk down the street and I'm selling something. I pick up the phone and someone hears my voice, I'm selling something. So it's, you know.
That's absolutely true. And on that note,
we're going to go to a break.
We'll be back with Amy, and we'll be back shortly. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. You know what's going to happen in 2 days?
What's going to happen in 2 days? Oh, of course I know what's going
to
happen.
The Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer weekend. Amy, I know you're coming. I'm thrilled that you're coming. It's going to be wonderful. If you're listening, you're welcome. Yeah, don't know if you're listening to this all as in the archives. I have to tell you something. It really doesn't matter which course we have coming up. They're all about strengthening your skill set to be present. We just use different vehicles and different themes to allow us all to look at something so we can bring ourselves into the moment. And if our style is working for you, come to New York or come to Hamburg or Cambridge or wherever we're doing something next and come be a part of it. It's worth it. And you can find that all on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. So we're back here with Amy.
Yes.
And we were looking at our approach on the break.
Oh, yes, that our approach is not problem-solution-oriented. It's really about noticing how it is that you're being. Our approach is anthropological. So we're not really interested in why you were or are the way you are, but how you got that way or what caused it. We're really interested in how you're operating in each moment of your life and that you become aware of how it is that you're operating so that those things that you have been stopping yourself with, like your ideas and thoughts about sales, for instance, cease to dominate you as a person in your interacting with your life.
You know, Amy, you have one of your employees, Anne, Shai and I are extremely impressed with.
Mm-hmm.
She does cold calls for your company, and she has some really lovely results. So she's able to actually pick up the phone and out of the phone book or a newspaper or wherever she gets the person's name from, call somebody up that she's never met and find out whether or not they like web services. And then if they don't want web services, she hangs up the phone and goes on to the next one.
But she doesn't be on herself, and she doesn't let somebody say no to her, discourage her from keeping on going. She doesn't personalize their no as something wrong with her product or what she's talking about.
Or with her.
Right, right.
And you know what? If we're looking at sales or the lifestyle, and I'm certain there are a number of people who are listening to this show who are currently dating and looking for a mate. And
what they're selling is them.
And they go out on a date and it doesn't work out so well, or the person doesn't like them, and they take it very personally.
Right, as if it's an offense to them rather than it just didn't work out.
Right. Right. Well, that's true. I mean, you know, even for me when I'll call, you know, Anne will get me somebody to call and I'll call them and because she'll give me the warm lead, and sometimes they won't be interested, and then sometimes they'll be like, yes. So for me, I even have that little fear of rejection, like, oh, maybe I won't make the call because I don't want them to say no to me.
Well, you know, your mind is a survival machine. And it works out the worst possible scenarios, so whenever the phone rings, you think, oh, God, what went wrong now?
Right, right. That's so true.
Right. But it's normal. But we think it's unique to each of us that we worry about things like what went wrong when the phone rings rather than it's an opportunity showing up.
Yes, that's true.
One of the things that I've been looking at personally lately myself is that I used to think that feeling like it mattered. And Shai and I have noticed something recently. We have written together a couple of articles recently, one of which I was on a deadline for, so I was doing the finishing of it. And as I was doing it, I didn't particularly feel like, or I didn't feel inspired, or I didn't feel like it was, quote, my best work. And then one day I got really inspired and sat down and wrote the beginnings of another article, or most of it. And when I stepped back a little bit later and looked at both of them, one was not better than the other. But I have often told myself, you know what, this is not coming in a flow. I think I should just stop now because I'm not, it's not so, so good.
So you sold yourself on that what you were doing was not that good.
And it had nothing to do with reality, nothing.
But you were right in your own idea of yourself that you couldn't do it or it wasn't flowing easily.
And therefore it was substandard, where flowing easily was the benchmark for a good product.
Right. I like that.
And flowing easily isn't always the benchmark for a good product. Flowing easily is just flowing easily, and we like it when it happens that way.
Right. I like that you sold yourself, or Shai, you just said about that you sold yourself that what you had wasn't good enough because you just thought you weren't feeling like good. It wasn't flowing easily. I like that you sold yourself. You know?
Well, you're always selling yourself. You listen to the voice in your head as though it's you, and if it says, I'm not good at this, you buy it. You believe it. Hey, we got a caller on the line.
Let's take her, shall we?
Yeah.
Corrine, are you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm Corrine.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Hey. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Corrine.
Hi, Amy.
Do you have a question for us today or for Amy?
Well, I'm really glad that Amy's on this show today because I'm just sitting here reflecting on how important Amy has been to my own life in that Amy was the person who introduced me to transformation to start. So, and I'm just thinking back on just how, I don't know, I was so impressed by you and how you were able to encourage me to come and participate and then find this amazing community and find Ariel and Shai, and it's literally changed my life, and that was, you know, thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, it's so funny, as you were saying that, I remember sitting with you at Bryant Park in New York City, mm-hmm. and we were having lunch together, and you were talking about your business and how you really needed, you know, some assistance, and I was like, well, you have to come to the Monday Night Alive, or come to the business workshop that Ariel and Shai are doing, and we were chatting, and then you did.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
absolutely.
It was it's really neat.
It's really cool. It's great. So thank you. And then, Amy, it's true about what you were saying about Amy's ability to sell and just your enthusiasm, because your weight loss led me to join Weight Watchers also and lose 30 pounds. So
wow.
Thank you for that. So,
you know, it wasn't too long ago that we saw a video that we are putting out shortly called Vitamin C. It was one we did last year at the beginning of the year. We did the video. And, Corrine, we actually saw your son, Adam, who had been very inspired by you and by Amy. It was like a domino effect. And I was amazed how much heavier he was in the video than he currently is.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
Do you have a question?
Well, you keep calling to tell her how great she is,
which I like. It works for me.
Yeah, I'm calling, and how great you both are, and how much I just enjoy the show.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, it's really interesting because I do sell in my life, and I sell in my career, and I was just noticing today how I needed to make 5 calls, and there were a couple of calls that I resisted because I was concerned about, you know, that there would be a confrontation or, well, the bottom line is one of the people I had to call had already said no. And this person had originally said yes, that they were interested in our product, and then for whatever reason came back and said, sorry, nope, you know, the order's not going to be written, we're not signing it, we can't do it now. And I contacted them, and I haven't heard anything back, and I want to contact that person again. And it was I realized, having sitting here, that I didn't do it today.
Well, let's look at the 3 principles of instantaneous transformation, Corrine.
Okay.
Okay, and if we don't finish your question during the segment, we'll move on to the next one. But the first principle is this. Anything you resist
persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
So you not only resisted having to call this person, but but you also resisted her no.
And so you're dragging her along with you through life, because what you're left with at the end of the day is that you haven't called her. And
right.
You probably thought of calling her a half dozen or more times during the day, but you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. It actually floats to the top of your productivity, and it's like a lid.
Mm-hmm.
Second principle is this: you can only be exactly as you are. So if you're resisting this gal, or have been it's a gal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're resisting this gal, that's the only way you can be. Because if you resist your resistance, or you're being hard on yourself for that, that's a form of judging it. It's resisting.
And that keeps it in place. Because anything that you resist, you keep in place, because you're adding energy in your resistance to it.
And then the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So if you were to call this person and ask her whatever you have to ask her, if she says no, well, then it's a no, and it's done. And if she says yes, then you can move on from there. But your fear of the outcome keeps the out, like Amy said earlier, if you don't ask, it's a no.
Yeah. You're right, and I am definitely resisting her no.
Well,
you know what?
You're going to have to resist it just a little bit longer. Great.
You'll come back with us?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Okay, everyone, come on back and don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
And we're speaking with Corrine and Amy, and we're talking about what you
resist. Sales as a lifestyle.
Sales as a lifestyle. And when you resist a no, then chances are you're going to produce one.
You know, it's interesting. I know, obviously, you're very familiar with what we do in our courses, and you've listened to the show, and you've actually even been on the show before, Corrine. And we always start the show with listening, actually hearing what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
I was just thinking how brilliant you are. Uh-huh. That is just the most brilliant thing, what you just said. And I don't know if everybody heard it, but you see, this person that said no to Corrine about buying her product, which is a foolish thing to do because Corrine just makes the best reading glasses in the world.
And if you want to find her good, you still have iBar?
Oh, yes, we still have iBar as our website.
As an EYE bar, iBar.
That's right. EYE-bar.com.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Dash bar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a hyphen.
Hyphen, yeah.
You didn't hear her. You didn't hear what she had to say from her perspective. And if you don't hear her, Corrine, you stick her with it. If you resist her no, she's left with
no.
And
it bounces back on her. See, if you actually listen to this person's no and get it, she said no, and she may give you the reasons why, and if you hear them, that no can, and you can't do this as a manipulation, but it can transform into a yes.
That's really cool. So you know, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because I was doing the exact opposite, which was... Well,
resisting.
No, not what? Even resisting. It was like, I don't want to hear your no because you said yes once before, so you owe me a yes, as if that's true, and it's not really true.
Let's take a look at that, because I think that that could be an Achilles heel for you and something that's just really important for everybody. You can either be right or you can be alive.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things that you talk about.
And when you're right, you're selling, but they're wrong,
yeah.
And their point of view is wrong.
And you don't like to buy from people that are making you wrong.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I love doing that.
Tonight we're in this BJ's club,
Last night.
Last night. I'm getting older, you know, I make mistakes. Last night, we were in the BJ's club in Flemington, near where we live, and a young man came up to us trying to sell us windows for our home, you know, to keep us warmer in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But his approach was...
To pretend to be interested in us and what we do and who we are and whether we were finding everything. And he was not interested in any of it. It was only a device...
To sell us something. So when he finally told us it was about windows for our house, replacement windows, and we said, no, thank you, we don't need that. And he actually got angry with us.
And then he said, fine, well, have a nice
winter. Like we were going to be suffering over the winter. Look, I'll be in Costa Rica. I didn't tell him that. For at least a few weeks of the winter breaks it up.
But it actually ensured...
That we would never buy from him.
And truthfully, he came up to me. He came up to Shai and I this time. He has come up to me before. And I looked at him, and I did not remember what he was selling. I just remembered it was so distasteful. It didn't matter what he was selling. I wasn't
buying.
I wasn't buying. So if you need to find a way, Corrine, to you don't have to do anything, but you should know just now, whilst you're clear, that if you're being right, that they're wrong, you are personally ensuring they will not buy from you.
That's right. You'll lose the sale.
And they won't refer you to any of their friends.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, let's say, well, for example, you know, like this window guy, you don't need his windows, but perhaps a friend of yours may need his windows.
Right, but
he's the last person.
That's right, but he turned us off with his attitude because we didn't buy from him like we were in some way obligated. We're
right.
Not obligated, and this woman isn't obligated to buy from you either. The question is, can you listen to her compassionately so you hear what she's saying so you see her point of view?
Yeah.
Without offending yourself with her point of view.
Right.
And there may be something she needs, different terms, something that you can provide, or there may be a way that you two can come up with a solution that's a win-win for everybody. And that's a hallmark of transformation, where it's a win-win. And you know,
I love that. You're right.
I know that Amy wants to sell websites. I know that we love it when people come to our seminars, or they call into our radio show, or they buy our books. But it's really an important
an important thing for us that we don't try to encourage people who don't want what we have to offer.
Right. I mean, I would prefer it if somebody doesn't come to a workshop of ours if they don't want to be there. If they feel manipulated into being there, they're going to make life very difficult for us. If you manipulate somebody into buying your products, then they will be lousy clients.
Right.
Because even if they buy, they create more problems. And you did it all yourself. You see, that's the thing. We're all responsible for our the way our life is showing up. It isn't by accident. If you manipulate people to get them to buy from you, then you also get their downside along with it.
Right.
And if you look, the most frustrating clients you have are ones that you've had to keep.
You know, one thing you guys have said to me, which I really appreciate in selling, is that everybody's God in their own universe. And they, you know, you have to respect who they are and what they're about. And, you know, if they say no, they say no. And that's okay. You know, that's what they're, that's who, you know,
you,
they're not interested.
You may not like a no, but
right.
If that's their truth, that's their truth.
I'm actually feeling, just hearing you say all of this, just the idea that she'd even say no is sounding okay now. You know what I mean? Like, it was something I didn't want to hear, and now it makes sense that I should hear it, and it's not such a big deal.
Well, Corrine, it's like this. There are other fish in the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
And there are many times where people have said to Amy, you know, Nora, I don't want your website right now, or I'm going to go with somebody who's I think is going to be less expensive. And Amy is always so gracious. She's like, well, fine, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, but if there's anything I can do for you, or you need anything in the future, come back to me.
Right.
And when we work with her company every 6 months, not 6 months, 6 weeks or however often, I can't tell you how many times we'll sit down with her and with her husband, and they'll say, remember that person who said that they either weren't ready or they thought their cousin could do it or they were going, they came back to me because
right.
It didn't work, and I was kind to them when they left. And she wasn't kind to them as a manipulation. She's kind.
Right. Right. So that makes perfect sense. I like it.
One last thing, and that is to pay attention to when your survival instinct gets riled up. Because, you know, you're counting on somebody. They say, look, I'm going to do an order. You call them up. They now don't want it.
Yeah, don't withhold your heart.
That's such a challenge.
I know it is. I mean, I see it all the time. You know, it's really interesting. We have people come to our workshops, and we see their brilliance, and we see their greatness, and then they contract, and because something happens in their life that upsets them. And it's really important for us not to take our heart away, not to reject them because they've rejected themselves.
And sometimes it's a challenge because when they're being so hard on themselves, they're being hard on other people. So to not take it personally.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
Great.
Yeah, it's true. I like it. I really like it.
It's all about listening, Corrine.
Really?
Yeah.
Listening is key to enlightenment and waking up. Listening is key to sales of all sorts. Listening is key to relationship, and sales happen through relationship.
Absolutely true.
Amy and I went to Nordstrom's once, and I really went outside my comfort zone, and I bought a jacket, which I've actually worn to some business thing, you know, talks that Shai and I have given. And there was a woman there who was so sweet, and she wrote me a card afterwards. And she actually called me once. And every time, I haven't gone into the store that many times afterwards, but I looked around for her because if she's there, I'm going to give her my business. Relationship really matters. And being kind to a person, whether they buy or not, not as a manipulation, but because it's your lifestyle, is really key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Starts with being kind to yourself, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This segment has flown.
Well,
thanks for calling in today.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah,
thanks, Kareen.
Thanks, Amy.
All right. We are going to be taking a break now, but we'll be back shortly. Come on back and don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And the lovely lady that we have with us right now is Amy.
Amy.
There you go. Hey, before we take the caller we have on the line, I want to tell you all a couple of things. First is, share the show. If you listen to the show and you find it useful for you, tweet it, send it on Facebook, email links, send it to your friends. Give the gift of transformation. It really is the best gift you can give, is a gift of well-being. And I know that the holidays are coming, and we have audios, we have books, we have videos. We have plenty of possibilities up on our website and specials for the holidays. So go to transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can see what we have to offer. And
if it fits with you, if it rings, resonates
there you go.
With you, then join us.
We have a caller on the line. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, so nice to hear your voice.
Is it windy there?
Oh, you bet. It's always windy.
Hey, it's really nice to hear your voice, Katie.
Yeah. Hi, Katie.
Time.
Thanks. Hi, Amy. Hi, guys. It's so good to hear all from all of you, too. It's really fun. I was really excited about the call. So.
Great. So you have a question for us today?
Yeah, although it's kind of been already handled earlier in the call. I mean, basically what I had was thinking about asking is, like, how I do, I know before, even I sing in a choir, and I actually have a concert coming up, and I've only told, like, very few people about it, and I think, oh, they probably won't be interested in it, and so then I don't ask them, and it was so cool to hear Amy say, just ask.
Well, I got a story for you.
Okay.
So there's this traveling salesman. Traveling salesman joke. I love that. This traveling salesman, and he's traveling across country, and he gets a flat tire. And so he pulls over to the side of the road. He opens up the trunk of his car, and he has a spare tire, but what he discovers is he doesn't have a jack to jack the car up with so he can put the spare tire on. So he looks around, he's way out in the country, and then off in the distance, he sees a farmhouse. And so he starts walking towards the farmhouse, and as he's walking towards the farmhouse, he's talking to himself in his thoughts. He says, what if this farmer doesn't have a jack. And then he keeps walking further and says, what if this guy has a jack and won't let me use it? And he finally gets to the farmhouse and he knocks on the door and the farmer comes out and says, yes, can I help you? And he says, I don't want your darn jack anyway. You know, we set ourselves up in our thoughts to have negative consequences, negative outcomes, not what we want, but we think people aren't going to give us what we want. You know, it's amazing. We have a young lady, her name is Kat, and a few weeks ago she was starring in an opera in New York, Hansel and Gretel. And
the last time she was in an opera, she didn't tell anyone.
She didn't tell anyone because she didn't think they'd come. And this time we spoke to her and she invited people and let people in our community know. And there were a dozen people there, the show we went to, from people we already knew.
And it was so much fun. And then we all got to go out afterwards to a local Whole Foods and we got ourselves some food and we sat there at the tables and we had a really great time. And if she hadn't told us, she would have been stealing from us the possibility
of enjoying her. And so when you don't tell people that you've got a concert, you're basically denying them the opportunity to choose what they want to do.
You're pre-choosing for them.
Huh. Right.
And on a singing vein, I know that there are other people in our community, like Noni or Isabel, who sing in choirs. And sometimes when they invite, most people want to come, but given schedules, maybe one or two people will be able to make it. But the people who make it, it's like it actually is delightful. It's what they really, really want. So it's not so much about how many people who come, it's that you allow them the possibility, as Shia said, to choose.
Right. It's sometimes it's just nice to be invited, whether you go or not.
But that's right. What sales are, you see. Sales are an invitation for somebody to choose what they want.
Right.
If your product isn't what they want, they can say no if you let them.
Right.
Right, but you've got to be willing for a no, just the same way you're willing for a yes. And if you are, then it gives a person, and if you're not trying to manipulate them, it gives them the possibility of choosing what they want.
Well, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier, when we said you're always selling something and get interested in what it is and what you converse with yourself about. The only reason you wouldn't be inviting people to
is because you're having negative conversations about yourself.
Oh, it's not that good. Oh, who would
right.
want to see me?
Right.
Oh, they
see
probably
me
wouldn't
anyway.
Like that kind of music.
Right.
Oh, it's an imposition.
And you sell yourself on not giving them the gift of spending time with you.
And just because they, let's say that you invite them and they say no once, that doesn't mean you shouldn't ask them again.
Right.
You know,
that's one of the things I love about Amy, that when she invites people to a Monday Night Alive and people say yes, she doesn't expect that means they will come.
That they will make it.
That sometimes people say things and then life intercedes, and so she usually invites many people because she knows people's lives are complex.
And people, for the most part, Katie, haven't learned to keep their word with themselves and with others. And so they are, they say yes because they in the moment they don't want to be embarrassed by saying no.
Or they may actually mean it.
Right.
But
life and their life into seeds, you know, and people's lives until, you know, that's one of the beauties of transformation, you know. You discover that you can keep your word.
Yeah.
So, it actually starts also with you. It starts you with you. This is what we're talking with Corinne about being kind to yourself and about discovering how to keep your word with you, between you and you. And it makes it much easier.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying, oh, it's not worth it, why would they invest in me? That's probably kind of what you're thinking about yourself.
Gosh, yeah, that is so true. And when I've asked people in the past, and if they say no once, then I'm like, well, they're not interested, even though it might be a totally different thing.
That's right, chalk them off the list.
Yeah, sometimes I ask people several times if they want a website, or if they want to come to Monday Night Alive. It's not because they don't want to come, and it's not because they don't want a website. It's just at that point in time, it's not now, or something has interceded.
Well, their personal life is so complex that they can't even think about getting a website.
Right, exactly.
Or their personal life is so complex they can't even think about coming to your concert.
Right.
But we personalize it. Human beings are funny. We personalize things.
I'll tell you something. Sometimes Amy has said to me, Ariel, I have this idea of something you might want for your website. And she'll tell it to me. And I'll be like, that's great. Let's do it. And other times she'll say, I was thinking about your website, and I was thinking you might want this. Maybe not now, but maybe. And I'll look at it and I'll say, you know what? That doesn't feel right for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't stop her from coming back again at some point with the same idea or another idea to see if it's time. And interestingly enough, I feel taken care of, not bugged.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool.
And so if somebody says no to you, that doesn't mean they don't want to be in relationship with you. That doesn't mean that they don't want to come and do things with you. You have no idea what's going on in their life right now.
Right. Oh, I love that. I can just ask.
That's right, you can just ask. If you don't ask, you never receive.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds good. I mean, I'm going back and I'm going to invite all my friends.
You should.
Anybody
when is your concert?
Yeah, okay.
When is your concert?
It's this weekend, and it is at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and we are singing, we're singing Schubert and also Bach Magnificat.
Well,
I'll tell you, if we were in Chicago, we'd come.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
And you know what? It's that both of those types of music aren't really the top of mine, but it's really about who you are. People want to be with other people. They want to invest in people. You just got to give them a chance. And in order to do that, you don't want to listen to those self-deprecating thoughts because they are simply nonsense.
And they're not true. They're just thoughts. See, if you can get that your thoughts, especially the negative self-deprecating ones, aren't you and aren't real.
Ever.
Ever. They're just like a tape recording. Then if you get that, then you start to gain control and power in your own life.
And speaking of power and control, we need to end for today. Thank you so much, both of you and everyone else,
and
for being with us.
As well, for being with us. And
we'll
and
be back next week.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
come
thank
on
you.
Back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here. Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.